After much juggling of busy schedules, we're saying a big see you in a bit to Tosh as a regular co-host. While she won't be around every week anymore, don't worry, she'll still pop in from time to time, dropping in her signature humor and wisdom when you least expect it. Enter Jay, our new co-host here at That's Not the Point Pod. We're excited to have her join in all the chaos, and we know that you'll love the new dynamic. Thanks for sticking with us and get ready for even more fun. Here we go. So, what I really hate is that on my way here, I came across a bunch of kids, and one of the kids was like, "Oh, your shoelace is untied." But I was too lazy and cold to like tie my shoelace, and I hate that about myself. I was like, I was looking down at it. I was like, "Do you want to do it?" And then while I said thank you and everything like that, I'm noticing that this kid is sharing a pack of rice cakes with his friends. What teenagers eat rice cakes on the street?
Keto kids.
The keto babies? These kids.
This generation.
Outrageous. Anyway, guys, I'm so sorry. I had to do that. It was a tangent. I say all that to say, welcome, Jaleesa.
That's who that was.
Welcome, Jaleesa, to the podcast. We had like such anticipation for your arrival. It's real talk. We couldn't wait till you were here, and I'm very excited to introduce you to That's Not the Point podcast. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling held against my will, to be honest. This was a spare of the moment decision within the past couple of weeks. So I wasn't sure if I was gonna make it here today, but I'm here. I'm
She
here.
did it. She did it.
I made it. I
You
arrived, guys.
could call it blackmail, or you can call it, what can you call it?
No, you did, well, no, you didn't black. No, you didn't blackmail me. You just kind of like threatened me to.
I threatened you to what?
I think it was a threat with like it wasn't like a do this or it was just like do this.
Do this. I mean, okay, guys, let's go back. Let's go way back and talk about how we know each other. Let's just talk about how we know each other and how we got here.
Okay.
By the way, did I mention this is Jay?
It's Jay, guys. Jay's here.
Welcome to
Jay,
it.
yeah, Jay's here.
That rhymes.
Jay's here. What's up?
That's how we do it. I could do that all day. Now, I know I've known Jay for a couple of years now.
Since I was actually like scrolling through our conversation because I was like, I need to know when. And our first interaction on WhatsApp was June the 13th,
Oh my
2022.
God.
Yes,
That's
yes,
so
yes.
romantic what you
Just
just
before your
said.
birthday,
Yeah,
actually.
it was. It
I'm not
was.
gonna
It was.
say what year, but just before your birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were born. We're not gonna talk about that.
That birthday.
But
It was quite an event. What happened was I was on a train here in Germany, and I saw a man speaking on the train on the phone with his friends, and he was speaking English, like North American English. I say that now because I know what I know now, but I thought he was American, just from his accent. And he told me he was from Canada. And I said, "That's wonderful, cool." And I said it was the same thing because Canada, America, same thing. And we liked each other's vibe. And he said, "You have to meet my wife." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "Because she's dope and she's gonna love you and vice versa." So I said, "That's great." So my stop was coming off, and you have to like kind of take out your phones and do the whole exchange. And he gets off my stop because he really wanted me to meet his wife. And I thought that was really cool. So he did that and made that gesture. I said, "Of course." I say that all to say that if you have the opportunity to meet someone, and just take that chance because you never know what's going to happen. I just met a stranger on the train. I inserted myself into his conversation on the phone. And next thing you know, I am texting with his wife. And she starts typing me in German, and I don't speak German. So I told her that, and she's like, "Oh, no worries. I speak English." And I said, "That's great." So I did not know what she looked like, where she came from, or anything, because she had my number and she starts texting me. And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm in big trouble. This woman's texting me," because she didn't introduce herself. She just started talking, and I didn't know where she came from. So when I discovered that that was his wife, I said, yeah, we have to meet. So we kept making plans to meet. And what happened? We never got to, or what happened?
Yeah, so going back to you not knowing who I was or what I looked like at all, I think I also did that intentionally too, because I don't think I really even gave you anything that hinted towards what I looked like, who I was. And I think I had changed my display picture to like the non-picture, so she really had no idea what I looked like. So as we're talking for, I think it was like a couple of weeks, we finally decided to meet up. And the lovely Gio was like, I know this cafe by my house. You know, we can definitely go there. It's so nice, this, this, and that. So I was like, yeah, cool. Like, I know nothing about Hamburg. So I was like, sure, let's do it. Because Gio be out in the streets. So I was like, let's do it. So the day comes now. I get to the cafe. I walk in the cafe now. I'm just like checking out. It was really cute, super cute. I think they had like little swings in there or something like that, right? And I'm looking at the display of like the cakes and the desserts and stuff. So the guy's like, oh, like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, oh, good, I'm here. Like, I'm about to meet someone. Because he's looking at me like, we're about to close. I don't know what this girl's looking for. I don't know this yet. So then he goes, yeah, you're not, like, the place is going to be closed in like 15 minutes. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? He's like, yeah, we closed at 4. And I think Gio made these reservations. For like, I don't know, it was like 3:30. And mind you, she came late on top of that. So first of all, you're late to a place that's closing in 15 minutes. So now I'm like, okay, you know what, Jay, give her a chance. She's late. She don't know the time of the place when it closes. It's like two strikes now. But I'm like, it's okay. It's okay. Give her a chance. So I step out the cafe now. I think I waited like one or two more minutes. And then I see this black woman turn the corner. So I see her. She sees me. We lock eyes. Mind you, we're literally, I don't know, 15 meters away from each other. Like, it was like you were down the street. And we pointed at each other like, is that me? Is that you? And then we're like, we acknowledge the fact that it was us. Mind you, like I said, we haven't seen each other. She hasn't seen me. And we literally, just like out of a movie, started running. This is no lie. Gio can attest to this. We ran to each other in slow motion. And I wish I could insert that song, like the do, 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 do. Like, it was like that. Running to each other in slow motion. And in between that jog to each other, there's a guy looking at us like, what the hell is going on? Like, do you guys know each other? And in my mind, I was just like, no, we don't. It's the first time. This is our first interaction. And then that's how we first saw each other. And then since we couldn't go to the cafe, we decided to walk around Gio's neighborhood. And we walked for a minute. We walked for like 2 hours.
We walked around my neighborhood arm in arm.
Yeah.
For like an hour.
Yes.
I just met her 15 minutes ago, and we're locked arms.
Just skipping diddly-dee down the street like we met each other a million times before.
And then she had to listen to my barrage of things I can and cannot eat. She starts getting upset, like, what do you eat? Meanwhile, my chubby self is like, I don't eat this, and I don't eat that.
Gio is not chubby, guys, just so you know. She's not.
I'm chubby. I am a chubby woman.
It's crazy.
And it's all in vain, but I'm like, I need breadless, I need seedless, I need, what do I need? I need everything, what? It's weird.
Air. Like, she had said to me, I think it was like coming after, like, it was like definitely coming to 7 or after 7. All I can remember Gio saying was, oh, it's too late. Like, I was supposed to eat before 7 o'clock. Oh, it's too late. So I'm like, okay, like, yo, like, let's go get you something to eat. Like, you're going to be okay? Like, are you going to have convulsions? Like, what's happening? And we ended up going to this burger spot by our house. I can't remember. Something Koo. I'm so sorry, Hamburg. I don't remember. And we ordered burgers, but the food is actually really good, though.
Yeah.
Burgers are good.
Yeah.
So we order our burgers, and this girl proceeds to eat the burger bunless. Bunless. No buns, no top, no bottom.
Why is that so funny?
Just bunless. Just bunless. Okay? No buns. And mind you guys, remember, this is the first time I'm meeting her now, so I'm like trying to be like a no judgment zone. Just trying to act like this is completely normal. She ate the burger. Just the meat. That's it. That's all she did. And that's all she wrote, guys.
That's all she wrote. That's all she wrote. Fantastic. Fantastic recollection. I love that story. I went home. I told my husband, I met this girl. She's awesome. She's like a younger me in some ways. And I loved her completely. It was really, really cool. I really appreciate, like, I felt blessed that I met your husband that day, yeah, the way we met, or else so we wouldn't know each other today.
And we wouldn't be doing this right now.
I know. We say all that to say, welcome, Jay, to That's Thank Not you. The Point podcast.
Glad to be here, guys. Glad to be here.
We're so happy to have her here.
We
do. We're going to insert that. We're gonna get a guy, a tech.
We're going to get a guy.
He's going to, yeah. And he's going to do all that tech stuff that you guys want to hear going forward. We need this tech stuff, right?
Yeah.
Email us if you want to be that tech guy. But no, I wanted Jay to be on this podcast for a long time. We just, our timing, our schedules, everything like that. And now she's here and we're doing it. And she has a new addition in her life. And I want to know about that. I want to know about how she's navigating through parenthood, marriage, and me navigating through just marriage by itself. And how we're living. Just life.
And just life and how, you know, moving to Germany, how that's changed your life. Because although we've known each other for a couple of years now, we kind of like text each other pretty often, but it's just like day-to-day conversation, like, what are you doing today? What's going on? It's always present. But I do want to get to know more of Gio's life before Germany and how that was, and obviously how she came about and coming to Hamburg and how she got here. So I'm excited.
Me too. Me too. Yeah, that's why we're calling this episode Chance Encounters, because sometimes you have to make that chance, right? You have to take that chance with people and extend yourself out and see what comes of it. I loved it. I love that I was able to do that day with her husband. And I love that he connected us. And we've been like pretty close ever since. And it was a good experience. And I'm glad that we're doing that today. So I want you guys to get to know Jay a little bit more. I want to know how and why you moved to Germany. What inspired you? How was that transition for you? Are you cool with that?
Yeah, for sure. So let me start off by saying, no, I wasn't inspired to move to Germany at all. I'm sorry to the fellow Germans here, but I was not inspired to move here at all. I came here for love, okay? My husband, he is also from Toronto, and so he's been in Germany since 2014, and we were dating since 2015. So yeah, this year will be 10 years since we've been together.
As we started dating, this was my late 20s, I'm not trying to give my age, but it's my late 20s. I was... I hate if my husband was to hear this, because he would feel so nice about himself. But I was a little bit smitten, I'm not going to lie. I was super into him. And he was pretty much like, I'm going to be going to Germany and I play basketball there. So this would be like a long distance thing. Sorry, guys. Just to say, because I'm from Toronto, you're going to hear a lot of different things going on. You might hear a little bit of Jamaican. You might hear a little bit of Barbados. You're going to hear some Danglish, probably some German and English. You're going to hear a lot of stuff. So when I say ting, it means thing, just to give you guys a little background. So we would have to do the long distance relationship. That's pretty much what he said. So I've never done it before. So I thought, like, could this be so difficult? Let me give it a try, right? And so the first couple months, he was in Germany. I was in Toronto. And I came to visit him, I think, 3 months after we started dating. And that was my first experience coming to Germany. And I remember telling my dad that I was coming out here, and he thought it was crazy, one, to come meet a man all the way in Germany, and two, because I was coming to Germany. So he was, no, could only be as supportive as much as he could. And he said, okay, go out, be safe. So when I came out here, I honestly didn't know what to expect. To be honest, a lot of people have or still have the misconception of, you know, Germany being like a racist country, or the people aren't good here, which is further from the truth. Germany obviously has its areas where there are some special people. Let's just put it that way. Special people with different opinions as we do, and that's not okay. But, you know, we're going to continue to move forward, okay? So, yeah, so I came out here, and we were first in the NRV. So for anybody that is familiar with Germany, this is in the, like, the area of, like, Dusseldorf, Dortmund. So we were in a small area in this area. So, yeah, so we hung out, we got to get to know each other a bit more, so we decided to continue the relationship, and I came out several times to Germany after that, and at this point, I was missing out on Barbados. I would usually go to Barbados every single year, but the flight to Germany is not cheap, so it was one or the other, put Barbados in the back burner.
So, sorry.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Come to a colder climate.
Yeah, yeah.
A grayer climate. To Barbados.
Yeah. That is love. It is. And I haven't been to Barbados for, I don't know, 7 or 8 years now because I kept coming out to Germany to visit. So, fast forward now, 4 years later, I was like, all right, man, like, what are we doing? What's happening here? Because 4 years of long distance is a long time. And my partner was not ready to move back to Canada. He's like, oh, I'm not ready. Like, I still want to be out here in Germany. And I was like, all right. So then I had to then make the decision. Do we continue this love boat or do I hop off? And I stayed on, and I took that love boat to Germany. So this is where I'm at now.
You said love boat. I love that. That's really funny. But let me ask you, what were the biggest cultural adjustments when you first got here? What did you notice that was different from back home?
So I will say, at least when it comes to Caribbean people, Caribbean time is a thing. It's a thing. We are always late. All the time. And that is one thing that the Germans don't play about. They don't play about time. If they say 3 o'clock, it's 3 o'clock. Or 15 Uhr.
Yeah.
When they say it's 3 o'clock. And that was something I had to adjust to. Now, mind you, like, my job, I'm always on time. But then everything outside of that, like, you know, hey, girl, come meet me at the cafe. Like, I'm like, can we be a little bit relaxed? Like, to be on the minute? Or it's like, obviously, you got to go there like a little bit earlier. That was an adjustment for me. And yeah, that's something that I had to adjust to. And what else?
I will say that I am pretty punctual. I will. I am. I always have been.
Sorry, listeners. I wish you guys could see my face right now. That is a lie.
Pretty punctual.
I was always late.
I am 15 minutes early to wherever
to what
I have to
thinks
be.
The time is supposed
yeah.
to be.
Yeah.
Right? Like, she makes up the times in her head, and then she thinks she gets there 15 minutes earlier, but she's always late. Every time.
I beg to differ. I feel as if I am quite punctual, to be honest. No, but that was a big shock for me here too. Like, if you're going to a dinner party or something like that, people at the restaurant sitting down already, and I'm like really just walking in. I try to be fashionably late, and
they don't do that.
No,
they don't do the fashionable. They don't do the late.
No. I did learn that.
Yeah,
but I'm good at doctor's appointments. This I've always been good at. Right? Yeah. You too. It's not a
appointments. Jobs cool, but like if I'm just showing up to a dinner, like come on, man.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah.
I learned that the hard way. Just getting glances from people like you're late. So I get it. I get it completely. Right. So what else are you learning have you learned from German culture as opposed to back home?
Ooh, the second thing, after punctuality, I would say this whole direct communication thing. A lot of people say that Germans are super direct. I was talking to my husband about this the other day, and I was like, I don't think they're very direct. And he's like, no, they'll tell you like it is. I'm like, well, I haven't had that happen to me until I remembered a story when I first moved here, and the job that I was working at, I'm a black girl, I have curly hair, and I decided to leave my hair out one day. So I went to work, and my boss's wife said to me, in German, I won't say it in German, just to make it easy for y'all, but she basically said, oh, your hair looks so funny.
No.
Yeah.
I just smacked my phone mouth.
Shut up, really?
He said, yeah.
It's like, oh, then how does it so lustig aus? Like, oh, your hair looks so funny. And I was like, oh, huh, okay. Like, I had no idea. I was so shocked. because I had no idea how to react. I'm like, did she really just say my hair looked funny?
Wow.
And I think my response was, I'm like, yeah, like, this is my hair. Like, yeah. When I leave it out, like, yeah. This is how it looks.
Yeah.
You know? And then she kind of, like, didn't say anything after that. And I feel like living here, when people say certain things about, you know, how you look, your hair, whatever, skin tone, I don't know what. For me, sometimes I'm always on this fence of whether I'm like, do I need to check you and educate you? Or do I just let it slide? Because I'm like, I don't have the energy to explain or like express to you that that's not something that's okay to say.
I've experienced that more in the States than I have here.
Really?
Yes. People would say something like that, like, oh, you know, about your hair, about your clothing, or not clothing, but I found here that people are more respectful of your personal space.
Wow.
And yes, you know, my husband's German. His family, nobody comments on people's looks unless you looked really beautiful. You're like, you have a bunch of makeup on or whatever the case is. Yeah. Your dress is extra spectacular. Yeah. But nobody really comments on your looks in a negative way. I've never experienced that. Not once. Okay. And I love that about Europeans, as opposed to maybe culturally, like from my culture, we're very judgmental. Mm-hmm. But I found here that people kind of just let it be. I mean, I don't know for your Caribbean, but Haitians, if you gain weight or something like that, we're very quick to tell you that you gain weight.
For sure.
I have not experienced that. I fluctuate all the time. If I happen to lose a certain amount of weight at that time, someone will say something really positive, but no one's going to be like, oh, you gained weight.
Right.
I've never heard that.
But your auntie or your uncle, like if you're at a family function, they'd be like, hey.
They might pinch you.
Giovanna.
They might pinch you where the fat is to let you know that's the fat I'm talking about.
Right.
Right here.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, okay. So yeah, I would say like Caribbean culture-wise, I think our own family can also be like major critics of us. And I feel like they just feel like they could do that because they're family. So like, what are you going to do? You little girl, like they expect us. And they like, I raised you. I knew you since you were in diapers. I can say what I want to say. And it's like, no, you can't.
You can't.
It can be hurtful.
No, it can be. It can be. And I think slowly but surely people from the Caribbean are starting to learn on some level that you cannot criticize people's looks. I think we're like the last people to do it.
Yeah, I think for sure.
On the planet.
Yeah.
It's just something that we're just not accustomed to do it. And it's not coming from a place of hate or they just want you to be your best. And they feel like if their family and they're telling you, maybe the rest of the world won't have to tell you.
Right.
Maybe that's their logic. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I think that's so interesting. That's crazy.
Yeah, I was so shocked. I was super shocked. And I've actually had another at my second job. I've had people like touch my hair. Like sometimes I have my hair up in a bun like it is now. And I've had people like squeeze my hair and say it's like a schwamm. Schwamm is like a poof.
Yeah.
Poof they used to that's what my hair feels like.
Wow.
I know.
When I get braids all the time. It's easier for me.
Yeah.
I've had people ask me to touch my braids.
Really? Yeah, no, they haven't asked.
Yeah.
But I think the problem is because I come across such like a cool, laid back person.
Yeah.
I think they think like, oh, it's okay. Like, that's cool. Like, Jay's cool. And for the most part, I'm like, whatever. Like, I don't take that stuff to heart sometimes. But it's like, if I was a different
black girl. Yeah.
People might take that differently. So wow. I think for me, it's like I said, it's like I'm always on that border of, okay, do I address that? Because I'm like, you don't want to do that to everybody.
Right.
Some people are cool with it and won't say anything because people are curious or they just, you know, they want to know what your hair feels like, I guess. But for me, yeah, that was quite shocking. I was shocked by that. I didn't know. Yeah, I didn't know how to address that. But on a lighter note,
aside from punctuality and directness,
directness.
Yeah.
There hasn't been much, I would say, except for like the little things, and this is not cultural. This is like, and maybe you could say it's a cultural thing, because I think Germans are much different when it comes to like conserving food and like how they handle that kind of stuff. But the refrigerators, if anyone is German listening to this at some point, please let me know, what is with the mini refrigerators. Why are they so small? And it could be a whole apartment, like whole three bedrooms.
Yeah.
And you still have this mini refrigerator. I don't get it.
I did. I learned that when I lived in Europe a while ago. I'm not telling my age. But I did. When I my first long extended time in Europe, I realized that that was in Spain. I realized the refrigerators are much smaller than they are in the States. A kitchen, a lot of things are smaller here. Cars often are smaller here.
True.
It's just the way, especially in bigger cities, they just make things smaller for some reason. Mm-hmm. Out in the country, like my husband's family lives in the country, and they have like a normal size fridge with the two doors and the whole thing, which is like more like what I would think is normal for what we know. But I think in the city, I think it's just for accommodation. For smaller apartments and stuff.
Right.
But in the States, in New York, we have like closet apartments and still humongous fridge. So that's an interesting
point. It's one person living there and you have a huge fridge.
Yeah.
I get that. I do, what I will say is what I learned having to live with that mini fridge was that I had to be super conscious about going and doing groceries. Like I couldn't do a whole batch of groceries because I knew all that stuff wasn't fitting in the fridge. Right. That was my thing where I learned. I'm like, okay. And I think too, it kind of also controls my spending because I don't feel like I'm going to buy every single little thing that might be on sale at the grocery store because it can't fit in the fridge.
So let me ask you, Jay, how has your Caribbean or your Canadian roots, the aspects of that, has that shaped your living or culture here?
No, what I will say is, in terms of like my perspective on how I see life in Germany now compared to living back in Toronto, growing up, there's always this pressure, I would say at least family pressure, of like having to be successful. And I feel like I don't notice there's so much pressure to be successful here. And maybe that's just this, I don't know if it's the school system, I don't know what it is exactly, but in Canada, and maybe you can also say for you as well, Gio. But growing up, it was like, hey, be a doctor, be a lawyer. And then after that, it's like, oh, you have to buy a house. You have to own a car. You have to have all these materialistic things to show what success is. And I felt a lot of that pressure, like coming towards my late 20s to early 30s. And this also transition of being with someone in a long distance relationship. I was feeling that pressure because I already had some friends that had already owned their house by the age of like 26, already had their car. So you feel that pressure a little bit. Whereas I would say when I moved here, I lost all that. I didn't feel that pressure like, oh, I have to own a car or I have to have the nicest car or I have to have a big house. I never felt that.
No, I completely agree because also I'm older than you and I came here older and I had a couple of those things before. But I also noticed that when like my first go around living in Europe, the pressure to succeed, I guess, quote unquote, succeed. I noticed that as well. I noticed like someone who works in a bakery and has a good life and they're doing what they do. They're satisfied and complete. But I also think culturally it's like a first generation type thing. Your parents leave their country and they go to like America or North America and they need you to represent for them and have a big life to show that they what they did was worth it.
Yeah, or it wasn't in vain. Like
it wasn't in vain.
I did not move to Canada for nothing.
Exactly.
You did just not go to school or that's a very good point. I actually never thought of it that way. I just kind of thought of it as, my parents just wanted to have successful children. But I do see that standpoint in terms of them leaving somewhere to go somewhere else, like to give, they would say, a better opportunity for us as first generation kids. That's actually a good perspective.
No, it's really all across the board. No, like it doesn't matter which country you're from. There's a pressure on first generation children to achieve certain things that the parents never saw for themselves. And they put a lot of pressure on you. And it really doesn't matter. I'm talking about in the States. It really doesn't matter where you come from. They still feel that amount of pressure in certain levels. I feel like it's lessening over the years, but definitely something that I felt growing up as well. Well, also another thing, we live in the city and in the city here, there are a lot of newcomers, a lot of migrants or people who come from different countries here, and your level of where you are educational wise or socially wise or anything like that differs. So what your friend is doing on the left may not be what your friend is doing on the right. And so you have to kind of meet them where they are. They just got here. They don't know the language. They don't have a job. They don't have this. So I think it makes people a little bit more tolerant. I know when I lived in the city in New York, you know, I had friends with all different levels of income, which is different from the suburbs. You know, from the suburbs, they expect you to live suburban life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like a dog and a fence and the
right.
house.
And
yeah. So once you get to the city, you'll have some friends who actually have a lot of money and they prefer to rent.
Yeah.
So, you know, and just the living is different. But because we live in the city, it's just a little bit more friendly to that aspect. You know, I think when you get further out into the country or further out into like suburban life, I think those expectations are a little bit higher, I would think. It's an assumption.
I would say, or what someone mentioned to me, which I thought was also interesting, was that they thought instead of like investing in property in Hamburg, because this person's from Hamburg, they said, you know what, I'd rather just buy a house in Spain or Italy. So then that way, you know, my summer vacations, I'm out of Hamburg and I'm going to Spain and I have my property there, which makes a lot of sense instead of investing here. Because if anyone lives in Hamburg, they know a lot of the times out of the year, it's very gray, very rainy. So it's like, I would say that is a good investment to say, you know what, I'm tired of this weather. Let me just fly over to Spain real quick, you know, for a weekend.
Yeah.
And have my house there, you know.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends with summer homes all over Spain and Italy and things like that. I visited a home over the summer. It was great in Spain. And, you know, they put everything into that house. And as soon as their son finishes school, that's where they're moving permanently.
Nice.
And I get it. The weather here can be brutal. It could be really brutal in the winter and a lot of rain. But the city's amazing.
It's a great city.
It's
a great city.
Yeah, I don't want to describe
it. It reminds me a lot of Toronto, just because it's like a large metropolitan city. And it is, I would say, pretty diverse. One of the most diverse cities in Germany. But yeah, like Hamburg's a great city. It's just the weather can be challenging. That's something that I also had to adjust to. But I also think it's case by case or based off the individual, because if you just have a positive outlook on life, most people probably won't allow the weather to deter them or affect them in any way. And I felt like when I first moved here, I was that way. Rain, who cares? No sun for 2 weeks, who cares? So I think it's also, you know, just your outlook on life as well too, right? But I can see over time for people how it'd be like, it can be a little bit daunting at times. But other than that, it's a great city to live in. Summers are great. People are on road.
No, I mean, the days are very long in the summer, like the sun sets so late. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's a beautiful time. I love it. So let me ask you, between you and your husband and your cultural combined life, what do you think? Do you think you're going to have differences with your child in the future as far as like her new now adopted German culture versus your Caribbean Toronto roots? Do you think it's going to be so much of a difference, or?
Ooh, that's a good question. I feel like we haven't, girl, this little baby's 4 months, so I'm still trying to get my life together and figure that out. But I think, my partner and I, we've talked a lot about how we're going to navigate and how we're going to move differently when it comes to raising our daughter here versus obviously raising our daughter in Toronto, that she's around like obviously family and friends who, you know, look like her, who understand obviously where she's from or her background. So here it's going to be a completely different, I would think, a completely different upbringing. But yeah, that's hard to say. We haven't really dabbled too much into that yet. So we're gonna have to stay tuned in the podcast for that as she gets older, because I'm not really sure how we're gonna navigate that. Yeah, we haven't thought about that. But that's a good question. I gotta think about that.
I'm excited to see her development and how it's gonna be, especially because you guys are Caribbeans. It's kind of cool to watch from the outside. I can't wait to see it. Yeah. Let me ask you another question. As far as this podcast goes, What do you think some of the benefits, or what would you see as a future plan for this podcast between us at That's Not the Point podcast? What do you have visions for it? Did I give you enough time to think about visions for it?
No, I don't know if you guys heard me. I said this. I'm doing this against my own will, right? So she's like, hold me right now as we speak. She's like, yo, just answer the question. It's like, and I'm just like, okay, trying to figure out what to say. No. My vision is. One, I think our story is different and unique, that we are both two women coming from North America as expats living in Germany. We obviously, you know, came for love as well, too. So that's also something that we connect upon as well. But I think what's super important to me with this podcast is just that, you know, anybody and everybody can take something from our episodes and what we say. Just like giving advice, whether it's on love, or it's on like education, mental health, like we want to talk about many and multiple topics that, you know, can reach to anybody. And never forgetting, on a basis level, like we're human, so we can all relate. We've all gone through something that someone else has gone through, or that their aunt went through, or that their cousin went through. So we're just all here to kind of relate and share our stories. And we definitely at some point want to put it back to you guys, and have you guys kind of give us your feedback, or, you know, give us your experiences of what it's like living in Germany, or if you're in Europe or in the States, and just any other topics as well, too. We definitely want to get feedback as well. So that's how I envision That's Not the Point.
I love it. I love it. We're putting that on the vision board. It's going to be great.
Yes, we're going to do that.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah. I love having you on board. I think it's going to be great.
Thank you.
Going forward.
I might not be here next week, guys. So just, you know, enjoy this episode right now. We'll see.
She's still on the fence. She's
still out.
She's still on the fence somehow. Yeah. I don't know. But she's been doing her research and her work. I think she's like 90%.
98%.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
She was telling me like 50% yesterday. So we'll see how far that goes. But no, I mean, you're all aboard, and I just want to see this journey for the both of us. I want to see how that goes. And I want to rep Hamburg, too. I want to rep this country, this town, this city, because I do love being here. There's so many beautiful aspects to living in Germany.
Well, for sure. We've both been here. Well, I've been here 5 years now. How long have you been?
I don't even remember. I have no recollection.
She's been here for a minute. She's been here for a long minute.
No, I do. Sure. I love this city, and I want to represent her. Hopefully, the best.
Hamburg's her. Everybody knows that.
She's a girl.
Maybe we'll find another episode of why she's a girl.
What's our guy's name again? Our intern?
She is her.
Yeah. We thank you guys so much.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
For introducing Jay to the podcast.
Appreciate it.
We're so happy to have you. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Family, That's Not the Point. Family, thank you.
So awesome.
I look forward to this journey, Gio.
I know. Yeah. Do we high five? Can you high five on a podcast? We did it. We're going to add a slap later. Don't worry about it. Don't even worry about that part.
It was good.
We're going to add it.
Yeah, definitely, guys, please stay with us along our journey. Definitely tune in every week. We'll be dropping episodes every week.
She's winking at me because I'm very, very bad.
Every week. Just stay tuned. And then if it's not, then send us an email. We're going to talk to the people and maybe we got to fire Gio. But that's not the point. So see what I did there. Anyways, tune in every week, guys. Tune in every week. This girl's awful. Tune in every week, guys. We'll see you guys next week on another That's Not the Point episode. Thank you, guys.